Visit adt.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock. Donald Trump is urging Iran to make a deal over its nuclear program, saying there's time to prevent further conflict with Israel. The IDF hit military and nuclear sites across Iran and claimed to have killed three commanders. Sir Richard Dalton is a former UK ambassador to Iran. He told us the attack was illegal and unnecessary.
The Iranians have neither the capability nor the intention to attack Israel using nuclear weapons. There was no threat of imminent attack, no credible evidence to present to the rest of the world by Israel.
Seven Asian men have been convicted of sexually exploiting two teenage girls in Greater Manchester. The jury heard they had preyed on the fact their victims had troubled home lives in Rochdale and drew them in with alcohol, drugs and places to stay. The British survivor of yesterday's plane crash in India, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, says he still doesn't know how he made it out alive. More than 240 people died shortly after the plane took off, heading to Gatwick. London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, offered help to India.
We stand ready to assist the response effort and support those affected in whatever way we can in the days, weeks and months to come.
MPs have approved an amendment to the assisted dying bill, meaning no health professionals will be made to be part of the process. A vote on the legislation that would allow terminally ill people in England and Wales to end their life will take place next week. Emma Raducanu is in quarterfinal action at Queen's this afternoon. Her win yesterday means she'll regain her spot as Britain's top women's tennis player for the first time in 2 years. The weather, sunny spells and showers across Scotland and Northern Ireland, some heavy and thundery. A hot, sunny and humid day across England and Wales with increasing risks of heavy showers and thunderstorms. Highs above average at 28 Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Mike Powell.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Yes, get that posh coffee on. We have the mighty Hof 3 at 3, the Hall of Fame 3 at 3. Holst and Chopin, but first Bizet.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Drove past his house just the other day. The D'Argesson from Holst's The St. Paul's Suite. That's the City of London Symphonia. Richard Hickok's conducting. And before it, the prelude to Act One of Carmen by Bizet. The Barcelona Symphony Orchestra. Pablo González conducting. Good afternoon. Tim Liora in for Anne-Marie Minhall just for today. You can normally find me on Saturday and Sunday mornings. It'd be lovely to have your company on Saturday, Sunday breakfast. Anytime from 7. Right now, to complete the Hall of Fame, 3 at 3, Chopin.
Thank you.
That's Daniil Trifonov with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, Mikhail Pletnev, and the third movement, the finale of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2. Good afternoon, this is Classic FM. Happy Friday. Do love a Friday around here. What can I say? On the agenda, the King's Birthday Honours. The list is imminent, apparently. I may play him some of his favourite music later. Make sure he makes all the right decisions. The Nottingham Poetry Festival, that starts today. And there's this in the papers, the OG Jane Birkin bag. The iconic fashion item from the 80s and onwards from Hermès. But this one, the one up for auction, is the original, the one made for Jane Birkin, and Birkin even, and they're whispering a six-figure sum may be paid. I wonder if that includes the contents of the handbag. Whole different ballgame then.
Classic FM.
Light by Kreisler, Fritz Kreisler. That was Janine Jonsson on violin and Antonio Pappano on the twiddly bits. It's the actual term. And before that, Boyce and the Symphony No. 2, the Aradia Ensemble with Kevin Mallon conducting. It's Classic FM. Any plans for the weekend? Do let me know. 6:18:12 on the agenda again today. The Great North Swim, that's in Windermere for a few days. The Falmouth International Sea Shanty Festival, that sounds interesting. The Rowing World Cup and... new film on, I think it starts today, actually, and so a good one for the weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action remake. So, with live dragons, yeah? Here's something from the soundtrack. goes by the name of This Is Burke, from the original soundtrack to How to Train Your Dragon, John Powell's music, with the Soundtrack Orchestra and the Metro Voices in there too, all conducted with Gavin Greenaway. It's Classic FM. Good afternoon. Something fit for a king on the way.
When you need to focus, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Less cramming, more calming. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
The overture to Abu Hassan. That's where it all kicks off at that point. Weber's overture, I should say. Let's give him his full name, Karl Maria von Weber. When you've got a name like that, you may as well use it. It was the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra with Horst Stein conducting. Good afternoon. This is Classic FM. just stunning, absolutely stunning. William McVicar at the organ with the Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Bach here on Classic FM. Good afternoon. I hope you are gearing up for a great weekend. I think I definitely am, although I have to say, I am going to have to work out how to behave, in fact, how to survive without Race Across the World in my life now for another year. Did the person you want to win win? Shared birthday honours today go to Sharon's husband, Chris. Afternoon, Chris. It's his 46th birthday. He's listening to the fabulous music while sunbathing in the Lake District. That sounds like you've got it perfect. Absolutely perfect. Not to mention with the two dogs, Barney and Roxy. Afternoon to you two. Grown man talking to dogs. We travel to Mid Wales tomorrow, the note says, and cannot wait. So lots of love and straight back at you, Chris and Sharon. You're going to have to share the honours today. The King's birthday honours list is out tomorrow, I think it is, any moment. He'll be trooping the colour tomorrow morning for his birthday. I know he is a huge fan of this next composer. It's Hubert Parry. So I thought, in his honour, in fact, both your honours, Jerusalem.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
the Staatskapelle Berlin with Daniel Barenboim conducting the third movement of Brahms' Symphony No. 1. And before that, Parry's Jerusalem, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, the Brighton Festival Chorus conducted by Carl Davis, the version with the extra pomp and circumstance, Elgar's arrangement. It's been lovely sitting in for Anne-Marie Minhall this afternoon. She's back Monday. But I would love to do breakfast with you. In the meantime, my normal place in the firmament is Saturday and Sunday breakfast. So maybe join us tomorrow. Set your alarm any time from 7 right now. Standing by with basketfuls of musical goodies. It's Margarita Taylor coming after the news next.
Classic FM.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Zero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom. Supercharge your business today with the help of Zero.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katier. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn and she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock. Kemi Badenoch says she backs Israel's strikes on Iran if they aimed at preventing Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons. The IDF has hit military and sites across the country and claims to have killed three commanders. The conservative leader told Classic FM it's Iran which is escalating tensions in the region.
We cannot have Iran getting nuclear weapons. Iran has tried to carry out terrorist attacks on our soil. So let's be very clear. Iran getting nuclear weapons will be destructive for the UK.
India's Prime Minister has visited the British survivor of yesterday's plane crash. UK and US investigators have reportedly arrived in India to help investigations. A black box has been retrieved. Seven Asian men have been convicted of the sexual exploitation of two teenage schoolgirls in Greater Manchester. The defendants preyed on their vulnerabilities to groom them as sex slaves from the age of 13 in Rochdale between 2001 and 2006. The court heard both the victims had deeply troubled home lives and were given drugs, alcohol, cigarettes and places to stay. Prosecutor Liz Fell praised their bravery.
They not only reported what happened to them that caused trauma over many years, but they've been supportive through this whole investigative process, not through any benefit for themselves, but to see some kind of justice achieved.
Labour MP Kim Leadbetter has said changes to the assisted dying bill will make the proposed new laws even stronger. MPs have voted in favour of several changes, including protections for health workers, the regulation of drugs used, and a ban on it being advertised. Rachel Taylor, the Labour MP for North Warwickshire and Bedford, says the public overwhelmingly backed change.